This is the Time Has Come Bulletin, number 8. The title we have given this bulletin is Further Evidence of the United Kingdom's Rejection of the Gospel of Christ. Perhaps I should explain why quality is not what I normally would produce. I'm recording this bulletin from my room in a hospital in Enniskillen, where I'm confined for a few days with an infection. I hope soon to be out. I certainly am feeling much better as a result of the treatment that I have received since coming in here around about lunchtime on the Lord's Day past. But now to return to the bulletin. Further evidence of the United Kingdom's rejection of the Gospel of Christ. It is sad to see the Queen being made the mouthpiece of the Westminster government as it sets its face against the Word of God and submits afresh to the dictates of the pro-sodomite lobby. I was able to read on my laptop, which my wife kindly brought to me today, that government launches consultation on banning abhorrent and coercive conversion therapy that aims to cure gay men and women. We do not have any respect or regard for the conversion therapy spoken of, for it was born of neo-evangelicalism. We count it a fabrication and a blasphemous counterfeit of that true conversion spoken of in the Bible. The Saviour said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 18, verse 3. Peter the Apostle said to the people gathered around at the sight of the lame man healed in the temple by Peter, and who were part of the mob involved in the crucifixion of the Lord, "And now, brethren, I know, that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Acts chapter 3 and the verses 17 to 19. David prayed for spiritual recovery from his terrible backsliding and for a reviving of his soul in order that he might carry out his duty to the unbeliever. He says, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." Psalm 51, the verses 7 to 13. The converting of men, women, and children to faith in Christ is the central purpose of the preaching of the gospel. It is only then, as Peter states, that sin will be dealt with effectively. Be converted, that your sins be blotted out. Part of the newspaper article read, "Ministers have pledged to end the abhorrent and coercive practice which seeks to make LGBT people heterosexual. But there are fears that the measures contained a loophole for religious groups which are the main proponents of the highly controversial therapy, which critics say is a form of abuse. The Queen's speech outlined the government aims. The speech sets out, we quote, plans for a consultation, and also says that it will also ensure medical professionals, religious leaders, teachers and parents can continue to be able to open and honest conversations with people. The report goes on. The government has also commissioned research into the scope of practices and experiences of those subjected to conversion therapy. We can well imagine what howls of opposition to the gospel that research will contain. The report continues. In March, Boris Johnson said ending conversion therapy is technically complex, but insisted that ministers will stamp it out after three LGBT advisors resigned in protest. So the government is committed to end conversion therapy, but to accomplish that and satisfy the pro-sodomite lobby, it will also have to ban plain preaching of the gospel. Such is the agenda, the true agenda, of this bunch of perverted lobbyists. Stop the preaching of the gospel, is their slogan. These enemies of righteousness will not be content with the outlawing of the fallacious conversion therapy run by those who would term themselves as Christians, but they want to really outlaw the plain preaching of the Word of God. The day spoken of by Paul in the parting record of his words, recorded by the Holy Ghost before his departing this scene of time as a martyr, were these: I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. The time of not enduring sound doctrine has come. The itching ears time has come. The turning of the ear from the truth time has come. The time of turning to fables has come. These terms all fit the bunch who profess to believe the gospel and call themselves Christians, whom we see all around us today. Just such a person is quoted in the newspaper article. Jane O'Zane, an evangelical Christian and a former Whitehall Equalities advisor, tweeted, "Yet more consultation. What LGBT plus people need is protection from all those that believe they should be changed or be celibate for life." Note the words, "What LGBT plus people need is protection from all those that believe they should be changed." That is certainly a shot at those who teach that sodomites of every shade need that which Paul states was the experience of some who lived in that sin before the gospel came to Corinth. I quote from 1 Corinthians chapter 6. "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Verses 9 to 11. In these verses is a full exposition of what true conversion entails. It most certainly is not the therapy offered by those who engage in conversion therapy. Those referred to by Paul were not subjected to anything abhorrent and coercive. They are now rejoicing in heaven and singing unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 1, the verses 5 and 6. The likes of Jane O'Zane, quoted above, would deny all sinners this same glorious experience. As Paul stated in 2 Timothy 4:5, the time has come for true believers to watch in all things, endure affliction, as did our brother Pastor John Sherwood, whose experiences we recently reported in our bulletin number 3. You'll find that on our website. May the Lord help all his people to so stand. Thank you for listening, and the Lord bless you.